Christmas Morning and Little Boys.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hearing them Christmas stories again.
Me too. I get Christmas feelings all over me.
Well, if you two could read books, you'd have good stuff like that all year round.
Well, what do you mean, Jesse?
Well, I mean there's thousands of exciting and interesting stuff in books that you guys are missing. What's the last book you read, Sam?
The last book I read?
I read a book not too long ago.
You read a book? What was it, Leon?
It was Cat in the Hat, and it's written by a real doctor.
Leon, that's just a children's book.
Oh, no, Mercy Jesse. A children wouldn't understand that book.
Well, what kind of doctor wrote it?
Well, is there more than one kind?
Well, come on, Sam. Tell me the last book you read.
Do magazines count?
No, they don't count. Come on, now.
The last book I read was, Reader's Digest. It was one, that condensed version,
of
you know.
Of what?
Does that count?
Well, almost. What is the name of it?
Well, it's about that family that went west in an ox cart to raise grapes, and their plants died.
My second favorite is Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, forget it. I can't get through to you two.
Ain't none of them as good as the Christmas stories.
Well, that's right, Sam.
Great stories. Christmas carols and the presents under the trees.
Never was many presents under the tree when I was little.
Oh, I'm real sorry to hear that.
We was pretty poor back then.
Yeah, wasn't we all, though?
I remember one Christmas I didn't get anything.
Come on now, Sam.
Yeah, my daddy was flat broke that Christmas. On Christmas Eve night, we had just gone to bed, and Daddy run outside and fired his shotgun in the air, and then he come back in and said Santa Claus had just committed suicide.
Damn, that's the sickest thing I ever heard.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention.
Your mama invented what?
Glad them hard times is over.
When was they over, Miss Jessie?
Well, now we got toys for tots and all that stuff now.
Yeah, you know. That's right. That's great, too. Christmas would be just nothing without kids.
Well, I'd give up everything I got just to have a little boy.
Yeah, I guess a little boy and Christmas morning might be the best times of a man's life.
I wonder where we could rent a boy.